This is a Cattle Cast Extra.
Hi, I'm Scott Dymstra, and joining me from Disney's Aladdin are cast members Ka'ana Kakoa, who plays Jasmine, and Jonathan Weir, who is Jafar in the hit musical. Welcome to Cattlecast.
Thank you for having us.
Tell us a little bit about yourselves and how you secured your respective roles.
Ladies first.
Thanks. So I actually joined the tour about 7 or 8 months ago. I auditioned at the beginning of the year in January. I went to an open call for Disney on Broadway, and it just so happened they were looking for a Jasmine. So within a matter of 4 weeks, after a couple of callbacks and a final callback, I landed the role.
Oh, wow. That is fantastic. Yeah. A major role.
So. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Very surprising. So I'm like,
that's
okay.
Just how it happens for everyone. Not. I've been acting, I'm based out of Chicago, been acting now for 30 plus years. I worked for Disney before on Lion King, both the first and second national tours, and I've subbed in on Broadway probably 3 or 4 times. So I'd had a on and off relationship with them. My agent in Chicago submitted me for Jafar. I flew to New York, auditioned. They had me stick around for a couple days. I did the callback, and a couple days later, I found out I booked it. So, you know, equally thrilling, although not my first.
That's great. So, Ka'ana, for those who aren't familiar with Aladdin, and I'm sure most people are, but for those who aren't familiar with it, could you explain what the story is about?
Right. I mean, it's basically just about a young boy who's trying to make his mother proud. And on the way, he meets, I mean, a princess. He meets a devious villain. And also a... and also a very fun and amazing genie, and I think that's going to be a real treat for a lot of people in the audience.
Yeah, it's great. For anyone who loved the movie, I'm sure they're going to love this as well. And Jonathan, how does the musical differ from the movie?
Similarly, first, there's equally as much magic and more on stage than there was in the movie, I think. A couple things plot-wise different. In the movie, it was Abu, Aladdin's best friend, was a monkey. In the Broadway version, what we have on the live version, it's actually three friends, Babcock, Omar, and Kasim. Interestingly enough, that was originally how the animated feature was going to be. They were going to have them have three friends, but in the interest of time, they cut that. So they had all these songs they'd already written for the movie, and they just made it a monkey. Same with Iago. He's not a bird in our version. He's a human. So when they decided to do the Broadway stage version, Alan Menken said, hey, I've got these songs in a trunk. Why don't we pull these out? So it went from there.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, and, I had no idea.
Similar, I mean, live theaters, you can't beat it. You're just feeling it differently than a movie. So
exactly.
Our ensemble, the chorus, and the whole cast just works their tail off. So it's a really, and there's just, we always say it's a perfect date show, not just for kids, grandparents, millennials, all of you.
Perfect. And on the topic of songs, this question is for both of you. What's your favorite song of the show?
Probably my favorite song is A Whole New World. I mean, it's iconic, it's award-winning, and being able to, spoiler alert, there's a carpet, getting able to
fly
on a magic carpet and sing this iconic song 8 times a week is a dream come true, honestly. Oh. Not a lot of people can say that.
Great answer.
My favorite number in the show is High Adventure. Casey Nicola, our director, also choreographed the show. I think it's clever. It's smart. It travels. It's when Babcock and Omar and Kasim decide they're going to go help Aladdin, who's been imprisoned. And it's full of sword fighting. It's back to Errol Flynn. It's got great comedy, and it's just a really smart number.
Well, we'd like to end with, this is a library podcast, so we'd like to end with a library recommendation. Could you give our listeners a title that you're reading, watching, or listening to?
This is going to sound weird. I'm actually reading a small book. It's called 7 Brief Lessons of Physics by Carlo Rovelli.
Sounds heavy.
It's this thin. But it's a friend of mine recommended it to me. He used to be an engineer. So I'm reading that in dribs and drabs. it's not dry at all. It's actually very interesting. And I've just finished Peaky Blinders, which has become my Netflix.
Yeah,
very good,
good show.
Yeah.
That's hard to follow.
Beat Italian physicist. Yeah. I dare you.
I mean, in the last 7 or 8 months, all I've been reading is probably my script. I mean,
sure.
I haven't been a part of the tour as long as Jonathan has. They've been running for almost two and a half years. Yeah, so, and I just joined about 7 or 8 months ago, so that script is like my Bible. I'm like always reading it, finding something new.
Great story, so it's a great recommendation.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, Ka'ana and Jonathan, thank you so much for joining me today on Cattlecast. Disney's Aladdin is playing now through December 15th at the Wharton Center. Click on the link in the episode description to access a special ticket offer for Cattle members.
A new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only true.